You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I have in studio with me. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Emily Mason.
Here we go. Awesome. Hi, Emily. It's so nice to see you up here. So you're doing your fashion show tomorrow night at Collections down at the Otago Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool. And so you're in your third year, right?
Yep, third year fashion design.
Yep. And so you have built a collection. What is the theme of your collection?
So the theme of my collection is anti-animal cruelty.
Ooh, yeah, good.
So I have two dogs going on the runway tomorrow.
You have dogs going on the runway?
Yeah, two dogs, which will be pretty cool. It hasn't happened for Otago Polytech before. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how that goes.
I can only imagine. Oh, sorry, I had the wrong mark on. So you've got dogs running down the runway because your theme is anti-animal cruelty.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. So does that have an impact on the products and the fabrics that you use and how you go about that?
Yeah, so obviously my theme is anti-animal cruelty, so I use all vegan fabrics. Mm-hmm. And my outfits match the dog coats, so I've made the dog coats and one of the owners matching, so they're all matching.
Oh my
and
God.
There was four humans and then four dogs, but I'm only having two dogs on the runway.
Yep.
Just to make it a bit less overwhelming.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's and lots of tweed. Tweed is my theme.
I love tweed.
Yeah.
I can see why Taryn suggested that you come up and talk about this because that is very unique as a theme. That's really cool. And so you've matched the look of the dog to your outfit.
Yeah, pretty
love
much.
That. And what breeds of dogs are we talking here?
I just got one of my friend's mm-hmm. dogs, little white ones to come in,
mm-hmm.
Just small ones because they're easy to make coats for and probably easier to handle on the runway.
Oh, so you dress the dogs as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the colours of the dogs.
No, so they're dressed in little coats, yeah. So I'm matching the human outfits.
Oh, my God, I love this. I love this so much. That actually, I think it reminds me of a Project Runway. I don't know whether you watched that as a kid, mm-hmm. but I'm sure they did something. I had a theme on one of the shows that was there. That's so good. I love it. What got you into fashion? When?
So when I was younger, my dad taught me to sew.
Awesome.
And both my grandparents were seamstresses,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of run in the family, and then they basically wanted me to continue further study after school, so that's when I decided to do fashion design.
Awesome. And what made you choose Polytech in Utipoti when you're from Nelson?
Yes. So I looked at Wellington Massey mm-hmm. for fashion because like everyone goes there.
Yeah.
And then looked around Polytech and mm-hmm. the teachers were just so lovely. Like I just had to, there was such a community mm-hmm. in the Polytech that I just wouldn't get anywhere else. So that's why I chose it.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah. I'm not name dropping, but I've DJed the collections for the past 3 years. This is my third mm-hmm. year running and I just love it. It's one of my favourite things to do. Just everyone, the tutors are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
And beautiful people and just put so much mahi into mm-hmm. the students and love and care from what I can see on the outside.
Yes.
And the actual show is incredible. It's so insane.
Yeah.
So the hub, you know, which is just you hang out in and you drink your coffee and you buy lovely cheap meals, suddenly transforms into this like epic runway with all the lights, and it's actually really, really cool. Are you nervous for all the background kerfuffle that goes on behind the scenes?
A little bit. I'm just nervous about how the dogs, I want them to be relaxed for the runway. So I'm just nervous about that. But everything else is, that will be all right. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you made it quite hard for yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Children, babies and dogs, right? And animals, are the things that you don't usually want to involve yourself in these sorts of situations.
But I did, so it's fine.
I'm sure little dogs will be a little bit easier to contain.
Yeah.
Have you got drugs on hand, like calming drugs for the dogs?
Not drugs. I have treats.
Dog
treats,
I mean.
Definitely.
By drugs, I meant pharmaceutical drugs, like legal veterinary. Yeah.
Like dog anxiety or something.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, treats will always work, especially with food-motivated dogs. That's amazing. And I guess it's sort of bittersweet, right? Because it's your last...
Yeah.
Yeah.
End with a bang, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. I'm excited for your future. Where would you ideally want to work if you could choose?
Take me to Europe. I really want to go to Italy, Greece, Milan. Yeah, that's where I want to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the fashion houses in those countries are
insane.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.